States and cities across the country have been relaxing mask mandates for indoor spaces like offices, restaurants, and gyms. Business owners hope that will bring in more customers, but some are not rushing to change their own mask policies. Daryl C. Murphy of member station WBUR went to some restaurants in the Boston area to find out how they're dealing with the transition.
Julie King just reopened her restaurant, Villa Mexico Cafe, in the Financial District after a five-month shutdown.
Hello, my dear. How are you? I'm so sorry.
She closed in late September due to slow business and a family emergency.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you. My God, you look great.
And from the looks of it, she was missed by her customers.
They came here to say hello and to ask about my mom and to see how was everything.
King's reopening came just in time for another reopening of sorts. With new COVID cases on the decline, the city has dropped its mask mandate for most indoor spaces. That includes restaurants, bars, museums, gyms, and entertainment venues. But if you're going to Villa Mexico anytime soon, it's a good idea to keep a mask in your pocket.
At least I'm going to give it until May to see if it's going down, down, down. Okay, but right now I don't trust them.
King is holding on to her pandemic routine, including a requirement for workers to wear masks. If customers enter without a mask, she's likely to offer them one. She says she doesn't want to take any chances getting sick. Plus, a mask highlights one of her best features.
I am very happy with the mask. You know why? Because the only thing they can look is my pretty eyes. That's it.
But some other restaurants were less thrilled with the mandate. Jason Gentles is the executive chef of Jamaica Me Hungry. He says sometimes staff had to remind unruly customers to wear a mask, and he is glad that's over.
A big and a big relief.
The lifting of the mandate gives restaurant owners one less thing to manage as they strive to recover during a new phase of the pandemic. Business continues to lag amid staffing shortages, higher food costs, and in some cases, less foot traffic due to remote work. At Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen in the South End, that doesn't seem to be the case. Owner Nia Grace says business is trending toward pre-pandemic levels with enough staff to bring back their Sunday night hours. Grace says staff and guests are welcome with or without a mask. But just because the mandate ended doesn't mean the other safety protocols went with it.
It doesn't mean that we're stopping any other precautions that we've been doing over the last 2 years and even prior to that to keep our customers safe. You know, so proper food handling and sanitizing and you know, all those steps of service that we've come to master, it's still there, you know, with or without that mask.
Face coverings are still required on public transportation and in other Boston settings, including residential care facilities, healthcare spaces, and public schools. No date has been announced for when that will change. For Here and Now, I'm Daryl C. Murphy.